Star Wars, Through Flame and Shadow, Episode 3, Trial by Fire. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, the Jedi Order that had protected the Galactic Republic for over 1,000 generations was betrayed by the sinister Emperor Palpatine. All across the galaxy, the Jedi were turned upon and mercilessly hunted down. Now, almost 15 years later, only a few Jedi still survive. One of these survivors is Serena Delayson, who hopes to keep the Jedi way alive by training apprentices in secret. To this end, she has revealed her identity to young Josh Kanaren of the planet Rudrick. However, a transport crash in the nearby spaceport has suddenly become their first priority.
Here! We better pull up here, Josh! Out of the way!
Mess. Looks like the transport took out nearly all the hangars in this row on its way down. Wreckage everywhere.
It'll still be a while before the crash teams can get here. Come on!
It looks even worse close up.
There are people still alive in there, Josh.
It's, K-Line 47 cargo transport. Could have anywhere from 4 to 10 crew aboard.
Let's go. They could be injured, and we don't know how badly the ship's been damaged.
You're right. If the fuel cell's been ruptured, it could blow at any time.
Come on. How can we get in? The main hatch is sealed.
These old K-Lines have a factory set master code for the main hatch. If they haven't bothered to change it... There!
The auto-fire suppression systems aren't working. I've got to get to engineering and see if I can get them on. Damn it! Only one respirator in here.
You take it, Josh.
But...
I'll be fine. What do you want me to do?
I'll head aft to engineering. The main hold's in that direction, too. I'll see if anyone's there. You go forward to the cockpit and the crew berths. Most of the crew should be up around there somewhere.
All right. No time to lose.
Damn it!
What's wrong?
The emergency bulkhead's shut! Must have triggered during the crash. There's no other way through.
Stand back a bit, Josh.
But what could you have in your tunic that could... What is that?
My lightsaber.
It's... beautiful.
It's just a tool, Josh. There. You can get through now. You'll be all right from here?
I'll be fine. There's no other bulkheads between here and engineering.
Be careful, Josh. May the Force be with you.
You too. So much smoke. All right. I guess we know there's a fire back here, somewhere too. How do I put this thing on?
Let's do this. Engineering. Yep. Here on the right.
Okay.
Emergency system status red. Auto fire suppression systems inactive. Let's try to get that fixed.
Atmosphere scrubbers to full. And yeah, we know the ship's on fire. You don't need that alarm anymore. Alright. The main hold should be back here.
Anyone here? Hello? Is anyone here?
Help. Please.
Hang on. It's all right. I'm gonna get you out of here.
My friend. Over there, Tard. Back of the hold.
I don't... I'm sorry. He's... I'm sorry. Here.
I think you need this more than I do. There. That should help you breathe a bit easier. Now come on. Let's get out of here.
Come on, stay with me. All right, now just through the bulkhead, and we can get out of here.
I hope Serena got out all right. Come on. We better get over here. Where it's safe. Serena! You stay here. You're gonna be just fine. I'll be right back. Serena! You're hurt.
I found this little girl here. Too much smoke. I couldn't keep looking. Others, Josh. Still in there. We have to go back in. I felt...
Serena, you can't! You can't go back in there! It's no use! No one could have survived that blast! No one! It's over. You did everything you could.
I know. I just wish it could have been more.
You're going to be just fine. A few minor burns, but nothing that won't heal up in a week or so. We won't even need to float you in a Bacta tank.
That's good. I hate those things.
And no problems from the smoke? Toxic fumes? Core phase gas?
We've scanned her lungs and everything seems fine. Now you might have a bit of a cough for a few days, but that will pass.
Thank you, Doctor.
It was the least I could do. You and your friend here, saving that little girl and her father? It was very heroic of you.
I don't feel that heroic. 6 people still died.
And it would have been 8 without you. You deserve our thanks. And speaking of which, it looks like you have a visitor. If you'll excuse me.
Of course. Thank you again.
And here's our hero of the hour. Oh, I'm so very pleased to meet you.
Thank you, Administrator.
And you too, young man. Thank you so much for what you did today. Spaceport Administrator L.B. Linved at your service.
Josh Kinnaren, pleased to meet you.
What you two did today was extraordinary. Especially you, Mr. Entrea. Far and above what we expect from our landing field employees.
It was nothing. It was the right thing to do.
No. It was far more than that. You performed above and beyond the call of duty, and I'm sure you'll see how much your actions are appreciated at the presentation.
A presentation?
Yes, we plan to hold a ceremony in your honor and present you with a commendation for exceptional service and a sizable bonus to your paycheck. Your face will be all over the local holonets if I have anything to say about it.
That's very kind, Administrator, but I really don't think—
Oh, nonsense. No false modesty here, please. And what's good for you is good for the spaceport, I might add. Free positive publicity. We hire only the best. Why, the moment I return to my office, I'll start contacting all the local holovid networks to let them know—
That really won't be necessary.
That really won't be necessary?
I was just doing my job, as a proper employee should.
You were just doing your job as a proper employee should.
Huh?
There's no need for a ceremony or any reward.
There's no need for a ceremony or any reward.
What the?
Now, I'm sure that you have important duties to get back to, Administrator.
Yes, I have important duties to get back to.
Thank you for your visit, Administrator.
Of course. Thank you, once again, my dear. Good day to you too, young man.
Sure. See ya. Serena?
Yes?
What just happened?
As I said before, we need to keep a low profile. The last thing we needed was my face on all the local newscasts.
Well, yeah, I get that. But he seemed to give in pretty easily.
A Jedi can be very persuasive when she wants to be, Josh.
So I see. I'm surprised you let me charge you full price for the engines on your sleuth.
A Jedi doesn't use the Force for personal gain, Josh. Selfishness is a path to the dark side.
I understand.
I didn't go in there for reward or recognition. I did it to help. That's what a Jedi does.
Yeah. I think I get it now.
See you tomorrow, Saylan.
Great job with that transport yesterday. Our own little hero.
Thanks. See you all tomorrow. Cold night and a long walk home. What more could anyone ask for?
Hey, stranger. Need a lift?
Sure.
Things are back to normal around here, I see.
Yes. They've cordoned off the crash site, but it's business as usual everywhere else.
Did they figure out why the transport crashed?
The news services are calling it rebel sabotage.
Rebels? Why would rebels want to bother with something that small?
To make headlines on the Imperial Holonet, of course.
Ah, of course. No Jedi around to blame.
Well, Hardly any.
Serena?
Yes?
I want to join you. What you did yesterday. What we did. Together. I want to be a part of that. I feel like my life here hasn't meant anything lately. It's like I've been waiting for something to happen. I mean, Erdrick's been great to me, taking me in and giving me a job. But still, it feels empty somehow. It feels like this is it. Like this is the something I've been waiting for.
Josh, I feel the need to remind you that it's...
Yeah, I know. Lonely life, always on the run, danger lurking in every shadow. I can live with that.
But...
Serena, I saw the look on your face yesterday. When you couldn't save everyone on that transport. I saw how much it hurt you. I want to stand with you. I want to help you. Support you. No one should have to stand alone. Especially when it's something this important.
You understand. You know how dangerous this is. And you're still willing to accept it?
Yes, I am.
Then I accept you as my apprentice, Josh. I promise that I will do my best to guide you in the ways of the Jedi Order. I am glad you accepted. Something tells me this was the right decision. For both of us.
Yeah. I feel the same way. Now, where to?
The Force will guide us, Josh. Wherever our destiny may take us.
Serena?
Yes?
Am I gonna have to start talking like that when I become a Jedi?
Not if you don't want to.
Phew. I'm not sure I could have handled that.
Star Wars, Through Flame and Shadow, Episode 3. The episode was written by Darkling, based on characters created by Jan Willem Kazant, Darkling, and Jürgen. The audio production was done by Jürgen. The episode featured Annalyn Hostert as Serena and Ryan Lahan as Josh. Also heard were Trey Brown, Annie Kim G, Rachel Rumler, Carrie Reese, and C.C. Peterson. Please visit www.joogn.de/TFAS for more information, or search for Through Flame and Shadow on Facebook. Thank you for listening.